Okay, so that is actually going to bring us to the end of our AI for Beginners series. And I would think it's safe to say now that you, if you've made it to this point, you are no longer an AI beginner. You're at least an intermediate AI practitioner. And like I said, you are now, in my opinion, in the top 10% of marketers and digital marketers, and much higher than that, probably, of humans who are as knowledgeable as you now are about AI. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with our final AI for Beginners episode today. We're going to be talking about what is next in the AI future for us as marketers and for AI in general. We're going to start by talking about multimodal AI, the next big phase of AI, I think, and what it is, where it's headed, and what it means for all of us as AI users. Then we're going to tackle a big one, AGI, Artificial General Intelligence. And this is human-level cognition or abilities, even above average human-level cognition or abilities in an AI system. And we're going to talk about what that means, when we achieve it, and if we have achieved it, or when we are going to achieve it, and everything in between. We will also discuss how you can stay on top of all the AI news and strategies that are constantly coming out. Much easier said than done, but we'll talk about how we can stay ahead of the curve regarding AI knowledge and tools, which will be key in 2025 if you want to use these tools to your advantage. And lastly, we're going to explore what the future looks like in digital marketing over the next few years and how AI is going to affect our roles as digital marketers. So just a jam-packed episode. Let's not waste any time. We'll go ahead and dive in. Again, we're going to start with multimodal AI, and this is a big topic in the AI world right now. Not without reason. Multimodal AI systems are, again, systems that can understand and interact with the world in multiple ways, just like we as humans do. The early AI models that we had were basically strictly text-based language models, and they could intake text and output text. But now we have models that can engage with multiple forms of inputs, sound, visual, video. So correspondingly, they can also generate these multiple types of output as well. And this is where the multimodal comes in. Multimodal AI and the related technologies are definitely going to be what brings the physical real world into the reach for our AI assistants, into their reach in AI systems. If your PhD level AI assistant can now see the world and interact with it, it has become significantly more helpful to you. And this is already available in some early versions of like advanced voice mode and things like that from ChatGPT, where you have these AI systems that have vision and they can provide context with the world around you. So multimodal AI is very much going to be the default and the foundation for any new AI models or tools. Eventually, if our AI can't see what we're looking at and explain it to us with context, we're not going to find it very useful, and it's going to be old news, I think. Okay, now let's shift gears and talk about the future of AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, creating machines that can truly think and reason at a level equivalent or likely beyond human beings. A couple of years ago, at the beginning of the AI boom, this still kind of felt like a science fiction goal. However, as this technology has progressed, the leaders in the field and those who are informed have been, frankly, shocked and stunned at the implications of how well these systems have learned and advanced so far, how the training data can be used, and how much linear the ability is to scale these systems. It's really been surprising to everybody involved. Just a couple of days ago, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, also tweeted, or I guess posted on X, relatively cryptically, and I'll paraphrase here what he says. He says he believes we are very near the singularity, either on one side of it or the other. And for those who don't know, the singularity is basically it's the point in time where technological growth becomes so rapid that it's uncontrollable. We can no longer control it as human beings. We would no longer be able to reverse or correct course of that advancement if we were heading towards foreseeable or unforeseeable consequences. More intriguing than his post on X, though, was the article, I think, the blog post that Sam Altman published just a couple of days after that X post, in which he claims that OpenAI now understands, quote-unquote, how to construct AGI as traditionally defined. And it's setting its sights on even more ambitious goals in the near future, superintelligence being that goal. So Altman stated that he believes that AGI agents or AI agents will significantly transform company outputs by 2025, to quote him. And many have interpreted this post, the blog post and his X post as well, as evidence that we will see, again, traditionally, quote unquote, defined AGI in 2025. So as far as what's next and future AI goes, in this case, we very much may have arrived at that future already. And then a natural follow-up question to all of that is, what is traditionally defined AGI? And what does Sam Altman mean when he says, quote unquote, traditionally defined? And there's still a lot of debate about exactly what constitutes AGI. There are some schools of thought that believe AGI needs to be able to very distinctly replicate all of human cognitive abilities, including things like consciousness and self-awareness and emotion. Others take a little bit more simplistic approach, believing that AGI is really just about creating a system that can learn and adapt to any traditionally intellectual tasks like a human can. And there's even a little bit of debate surrounding the powerful large language models that we have talked about and that we have access to right now, or conversational AI that we talked about, whether or not they should be considered forms of AGI. So I would probably argue that they're not in this case, but again, it just illustrates the relative ambiguity around the term. Regardless of how you define it, it certainly raises some very profound and very deep-cutting questions for society and government and humanity as a whole. Okay, next, and this is a huge one, how can we as marketers stay ahead of the curve when it comes to AI and marketing? AI tools and AI news, all of these things in general. I think the primary recommendation has to be just to stay informed, read, listen, attend conferences, follow people on social media that are leaders in the field, listen to podcasts like this one that can help you stay up to date on all the latest developments, follow the rundown.ai newsletter. I always recommend the rundown.ai. If you go through and listen to any of the other episodes of the AI Marketing Navigator, you will hear me doing so, but it is such a great newsletter that you can follow, and there are several others as well. It's also going to be very important to get in and get your hands dirty and use these tools. Experiment with the tools and technologies that we've touched on in this series and in other episodes. There are a ton of free and low barrier options for these AI tools that at least you can get your hands on to get some experience. And all of that experience is going to be valuable. It's going to help you understand the capabilities and the limitations of these AI systems, but also just the best methods of interacting with them and communicating with them and getting the desired results. Lastly, don't be afraid to admit what you don't know and to always be open to new learning. Look for courses, look for certifications. Don't be afraid to embrace lifelong learning and continuing education, especially in this field of AI. AI progress is certainly not going to be slowing down anytime soon. And almost every day we're getting left behind again and learning more about what we don't know. So stay informed, experiment, and use the tools and be open-minded and embrace learning. Be willing to admit what you don't know. And if you can do these three things, I really think you'll be well positioned to benefit from AI in the next few years. Okay, and then finally, let's talk about what those next few years look like specifically for digital marketers. I think that the biggest area that's going to be affected, and maybe not even the biggest area that's going to be affected, but the most impactful for us right away as marketers is personalization. So personalization has been the name of the marketing game since before the internet era. The more personalized your messaging can get, the more effective it has been, and that has not changed to this day. And that's why we see so many personalization features and tools and offerings throughout our marketing automation or content tools. And AI is 100% taking personalization to an entirely new level. Using these AI algorithms and this machine learning, using their ability to do incredible amounts of work, data processing and text generation, we now literally have the ability to do one-to-many marketing in a one-to-one fashion, a truly one-to-one fashion, which has always been the goal. It's been the goal of segmentation and data gathering and third and first party and zero party data. The goal has been to get a message in front of a particular customer or a prospect that speaks directly to them in their situation, in their timing, to their needs. And AI is absolutely the secret sauce to that. So we have personalization. Then there's also customer service with the rise of chatbots and phone call agents and AI-powered assistants. Customer service reps can provide literally 24/7 support at daily increasing qualities of comprehension and accuracy and efficiency, which can be huge to streamlining operations for agencies or businesses who spend a lot of capital, human or monetary, on customer service and customer support. Then as we see the rise of the reasoning models and the potential AGI that we were just talking about, we can really start to seriously talk about some incredible strategizing and marketing strategy that these AI models and systems will be able to do. Right now, you can still get some pretty intriguing and good foundational results that can kind of give you a good jumping off point when you ask AI to kind of generate a comprehensive marketing strategy. You definitely need to tweak it a little bit. It of course, takes a good base of existing knowledge and experience to be able to recognize whether this strategy is even implementable or is at all good. But again, every day that goes by, these models are getting better and better. And again, with the potential reasoning models in the future, like O3 from OpenAI, we may have models that are every bit as capable as some of the best CMOs out there at generating marketing strategy. Okay, so that is actually going to bring us to the end of our AI for Beginners series. And I would think it's safe to say now that you, if you've made it to this point, you are no longer an AI beginner. You're at least an intermediate AI practitioner. And like I said, you are now, in my opinion, in the top 10% of marketers and digital marketers, and much higher than that, probably, of humans who are as knowledgeable as you now are about AI. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.